Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
This listener messaged us. She hooked up with her ex-boyfriend over Christmas break. He was in town visiting family. Now he tells her he's moving back to Northeast PA. Mm-mm. And she's like, is it because of me? Should she say something? Should she ask him basically?
I say stay out in front of the situation, be proactive, definitely address it and ask him up front. He may not give you an honest answer, but at least it'll be out in the open.
But if it's not an honest answer, why ask him? I'm on the total opposite side of the coin. You didn't ask him to come here. Girl, you didn't give any expectations of him or let him believe. It's like she doesn't want anything serious. So as long as you conveyed that to him.
No, you're not obligated, but it would be nice to clear the air right up front.
But play that conversation out. What if he says, well, yeah, I was just going to kind of see if something could happen in the future. Then she's got to go, no, I thought we were just like a hit it and quit it type of situation. How does she say, play that conversation out. How does that not get really awkward really fast?
Well, it's going to happen sooner or later.
Kat on Facebook said, wow, somebody thinks very highly of themselves. Let it go. You are the obsessed one. Jennifer said, if the guy is smart, he'd stay far, far away. She seems like a nut job. That's not right.
How can you, from that, from what we read on the air.
I don't think that's nut job.
And what we heard.
Maybe Jennifer's had some like experience with a situation like this, like with a friend or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe this happened to you and you're projecting, but
and
I don't think that's
fair. And they were
a nut job? Maybe. But Jennifer said lame that she has to ask advice from a radio station and their listeners. Not lame. Hey, I always say this is objective territory. You're getting honest opinions from people.
We are not experts. We are just giving opinions and other people are chiming in.
Yep. Just, and I think it's actually pretty brave to throw your situation out publicly. Now, granted, she's not saying her name or anything, but still, you know what you're going to get. Some of these comments are ruthless. So I think that's actually pretty brave.
Does anybody agree with me that she should like stay out in front of the situation and just...
Yeah, but a lot of them say that that's because it should be leading to something else. Like, eventually, maybe we would get together. And that's where I think it's dangerous. Don't give him any little nugget. If there's no nugget there, don't make a nugget.
Yeah, because you need to make it clear, like, hey, if that's the reason you're coming up here, then, you know, pack your stuff back up. It's not going to happen.
We all remember, Rock, tragically, on Sex and the City, when Mr. Big was going to Paris and Carrie bought all this stuff, like French stuff. And she's like, oh, I'm on board with this Paris thing. And he was like, well, don't go there just for me. And she threw the food at the window and all.
But
she got ahead of it and it bit her in the butt.
Yeah, even though there was food flying everywhere, she knew where he stood, right?